Today with Joseph Prince.
Bible faith is this. Bible faith is open up your spiritual eyes to see what God is already doing in your life. Amen. It is not you believe long enough, the healing will be there. No, open your eyes to see the healing is all over you and start thanking God that you are healed. Amen. That's faith. Faith is defined in Hebrews 11 verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. One translation says, faith substantiates the invisible. In other words, right now, you can see all favor abounding towards me. You can see all favor abounding towards you. But if you have faith, you will say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, I receive it. Amen. Even though your pocket right now, you don't have even $10, for example. If you thank God that all favor is abounding towards you, God will do miracles. How can sinful man, undeserving man, experience God's favor? God designed it in such a way. When Jesus Christ finished, all the blessings was unleashed. Amen. It's your part to give thanks. Amen. Thank God for the more abundant favor. If you are sick, thank God. Father, I thank you there's grace, there's so much more grace of healing than there is sickness. If you're struggling financially, say, God, I thank you there's super abounding grace for my leg. And start thanking God for that grace. Amen. God is continuously powering up, dynamiting all grace towards you. God is literally enabling all grace to flow towards you. Are you ready for the word? All right, look up here, John chapter 1. And the word became flesh. Isn't that precious? Don't you think that the creator of the heavens and the earth is a wonderful God? And he became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I love this. Full of what? Full of grace and truth. Jesus came full of grace and truth. Now that means what? He was full of unearned, undeserved favor for all of us. That's why the prostitutes, the sinners, the tax collectors, the social outcasts could touch Jesus and receive their miracle, receive their healing. Whereas the Pharisees that trust in their own goodness could not receive from Jesus. Amen. He's for the what? Undeserving. He's full of grace for the undeserving and unmeriting. That's all of us. Amen. Amen. So if you can understand grace in your weakest moment, in the moment that you have just failed, you can reach out and receive your miracle. Praise be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Now let's look at this verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. It says, and God is able, let's all read together, shall we? And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. Now, how many want to have God making all grace, all favor, abound towards you? How many want that? Father, take down notes. How many want that? All those that's watching, amen. You want that? Yes, we all want that. Amen. Our mama didn't raise no fool. Right? Now, how many want that you always, good times, bad times, downturns, upturns, all right, whether Greece has a debt crisis, whether Italy has a debt crisis, always means what? Always. That you always having how much? All sufficiency. How many things? In all things, may have an abundance for? Every good work. Wow, that's a mouthful, isn't it? God wants all favor to abound towards you, that you always, good times and bad times, having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. Got it? But the problem is this. When you read this verse in the King James or even New King James, it says, and God is able to make. To make is what? Future tense, isn't it? God is able to make. Now, once you put something in future tense, you're never really sure that it is true for you now. Because every time you read, and God is able to make, you wish that all these promises, they are true in your life. But because it says God is able to make, future tense, there's always like, you know, a remote possibility it won't happen to you. But if I tell you in the Greek, it is not future tense. In the Greek, it's present, active, indicative. It's going to blow you away, man. You know what it's saying actually or not? It's saying this in the Greek. All right, this Joseph Prince version. And God Literally, present active means continuously enabling all grace to abound towards you. Continuously, right now, God is causing all favor, all grace to abound towards you. Right now. Right now, even as I speak, right now, all favor, all grace is abounding towards you.
Amen.
Amen. That you always have all sufficiency and all things may abound to every good work. So in the present active indicative, the Greek verb, literally tells us this is indicative, means it's a reality that is happening right now. And that's why we should have removed the italics as well as the future tense of the Old King James and put down, literally, God is continuously powering up, dynamiting all grace towards you. God is literally enabling all grace to flow towards you.
Amen.
So someone will say, well, Pastor Prince, if this is true, if God is powering all grace towards me, He is continuously enabling all grace to abound towards me, why is it I'm not seeing all sufficiency in all things? Why? Good question. For additional tape copies, please write. Okay. Now, why is that true? Why? Well, the thing is this. Number one, we are very, very flesh conscious. We are materialistic conscious. We are a people that goes by sight. All right? Since we're young, we do not know God's ways. God's ways is what? Ways of faith. Now, what God is saying is like this. Listen, look up here. Some people teach faith like this. And it's error. It's not accurate. Some people teach faith. When you have enough faith, it will effect. It will produce what you want. That's how they teach it. Now, that's wrong. New Age people teach that. All right? That's wrong. Now, Bible faith is this. Bible faith is open up your spiritual eyes to see what God is already doing in your life. Amen. It is not you believe long enough, the healing will be there. No, open your eyes to see that healing is all over you and start thanking God that you are healed.
Amen.
Amen. That's faith. Faith is defined in Hebrews 11 verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. One translation says, faith substantiates the invisible. In other words, right now, you can see all favor abounding towards me. You can see all favor abounding towards you. But if you have faith, you will say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, I receive it. Amen. Even though your pocket right now, you don't have even $10, for example. If you thank God that all favor is abounding towards you, God will do miracles.
Amen.
Because everything works by faith. Now, again, I repeat, faith doesn't mean you have faith, you make the thing real. No, it is already real in the invisible realm. Your faith substantiates what is real in your life.
Amen.
Jesus lived this way. When you see a man with withered hand, He didn't say, wow, very withered. All right? He looked at the hand and said, stretch forth your hand. You don't tell someone whose hand is withered, stretch forth your hands, unless you see something that no one else sees. You see a lot of grace. Because He came to that person, He's now full of grace, full of undeserved favor for that person. He just, stretch forth your hand. Your provision is here.
Amen.
Your healing is here. Amen. It will affect the way you talk. It will affect the way you spend money. It will affect the way you live life. That's what I'm saying. Once you know this truth, it's going to cost you. This truth has got to do with money. Let me show you the context. This 7:9. Look at 7. The verse before and the verse after. It says, let each one give as he purpose in his heart. Why? God loves a cheerful giver. It's talking about giving here. And then God is able to make all grace. That verse we studied just now. And then the verse after that. In this divine sandwich, we see He has dispersed abroad, He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. That's a gift of righteousness that endures forever. Again, the context is what? It's about your provision. It's about material things. It's about money. Mm-hmm. That means what? Having all sufficiency in all things has got to do also with money. Are you with me? Is it possible to be a child of God? Actually, in reality, God is continuously enabling all grace to bound towards you, yet you're not experiencing it in your life. All right, number one, faith causes these things to become actual, substantiates these things to become actual in the visible realm. That's one. And I answered that already. Number two, wrong believing, also in this area. And for this, I want to show you the prodigal son story, Luke 15. The story, now I'm going to read the entire story because you're all very familiar with the story of the prodigal son. He left home and all that. And how he came back and found what? Unearned, undeserved favor. Amen? But he has an older brother. Now the older brother never left home. And the older brother, let's follow the story. He was angry and would not go in. Therefore, his father came out and pleaded with him. So he answered and said to his father, you know the father here is actually a picture of God the Father, right? So the older brother answered and said to his father, Lo. Now his father's name is not Lo. He was not a Chinese man, okay? These many years, I have been serving you. You see the abundance of I here? I have been serving you. I never transgress your commandment at any time. Notice what he says. I never transgressed your commandment. He was conscious of what? Keeping law, keeping commandments. In other words, he was measuring his relationship with his father by how much commandments he has kept. Therefore, the father should do this for him. The father should do that for him. Is his heart full of thanksgiving for the father? No way. No way, Jose. You know why? Because he was full of the law. Can you see that? And he lied even by saying, I never transgressed. No one has never transgressed. You see, that's what it does. It builds pride. And then watch this. It gives you a wrong picture of the father and the father's love. He said to the father, yet you never gave me a young goat. You never gave me a young goat. So what he wanted was a Billy for a friend. A guy named Billy. Okay, Billy goat. You got it? Billy goat. Okay, never mind. Kid. You never gave me a kid. You never gave me a young goat. You never gave me. Look at the way some people look at God. Are they sons of God? Yes. Are they born again? Yes. This guy is from the family. He's a son of the father. The father acknowledged him as such. And yet, is it possible to have in one church, all right, believers who are enjoying God's unmerited favor and believers who are angry, resentful, jealous? I mean, his father is a good man. His father is gracious, full of what? Grace and truth. But can he experience it? No. Okay? So go back to the story again. Yet you never gave me a young billy goat. But as soon as this son of yours came, notice, demon say, my brother, this son of yours came, you who has devoured your livelihood with harlots. I don't know why he mentioned prostitutes of all the things that the younger brother did. You know, maybe he got a problem in this area. Some people condemn others for the very thing that they are doing. Okay, never mind. It's okay. You killed the fatted calf for him. All right? So now he says, when this son of yours came who devoured his living on harlots, you killed the fatted calf. Now watch what the father said to him. The next verse. Son, it's almost with a pained look on his face. You are always with me. And all that I have. All that I have. Stop for a while, huh? Greek. The Greek part here says, all that I have is yours, is in the present. Now, what I'm trying to say from the story of the prodigal son's brother is this. Even though all things was his, the way he looked at the father affected his receiving. Awesome. Grave truth. Something very, very profound that we need to take note. How you see God affects. And how we see God is based on what we hear. What we hear depends on what is preached. Amen? So is it possible to be God's child and not enjoy the fact that all grace is abounding towards you? Yes. Even though all grace is abounding towards you. Amen? Now, Jesus, look at the way he lived. I love it. He never carried the Jerusalem bank with him. All right, he has 12 adults under his care, but everywhere he went, provision flowed. You know the famous story of the feeding of the 5,000 with 12 baskets full left over. How did it begin? Jesus looked at the multitude, about 5,000 men, not counting women and children, will be about probably 15,000. He looked at all of them and he says, I don't want to send them away, lest they faint along the way. Because the nearest city was about 3-4 days away. And then Andrew brought a young boy to Jesus. And Andrew says, this boy has 5 loaves and two fish. And this is what he said, Andrew. There is a lad here who has five barley loaves and two small fish. Let's all take this, the last part together. But what are they among so many? In other words, what are they? What is they? Five loaves and two fish among so many. What is many? So many needs. What are this provision among so many needs? That's what they are saying. Can you see his consciousness? Now watch Jesus. Drop down. Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, Andrew never gave thanks. He says, what are these among so many? Jesus took the five loaves and two fish, and what did he do? He gave thanks. Jesus' attitude is this. What are all these needs among so much grace? Oh, you didn't hear what I said. What are these needs among the abundance of grace? Amen. Hallelujah. He thanked the Father for the abundance of grace. And guess what? The bread never went out. The fish never went out. At the end, the Bible says, drop down, look at the last line, as much they partook. No, go back again. They partook as much as they wanted, as much as they wanted. The supply just went on and on and on. God was dynamiting. God was enabling all grace to abound towards them, that they always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work left at the end of the day. Burp. 12 baskets full left over. They took as much as they wanted, and there were 12 baskets full left over. And by the way, in the Greek, they are not baskets of scraps. Basket full. Left over, each basket full. All because someone said, thank you, Father, for so much grace, so much favor. Now, the Holy Spirit of God was so pleased with our Lord's attitude that dropping down many verses after that, referring back to this incident, it says, near the place where they ate bread after the Lord had given thanks. Near the place where they ate bread after the Lord had given thanks. Of all the things that happened that day, the Holy Spirit was so pleased. Jesus didn't say, what? Only five loaves and two fish. That's all you can take. No, he thanked God for it. You know why? He didn't have this attitude. What are they among so many? He has this attitude. What are all these needs among so much grace? Amen. Are you with me, church? In closing, I need to bring this to a close, okay? And this is the closing. Look at Ephesians. Y'all can stay if y'all want to. I'm going. Ephesians 3, verse 20. Look at this verse. Let's all read this verse together. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Now, according to the power that works in us, that means this God answering our prayers beyond our wildest dreams. That's contemporary language. All right? It's according to the power that works in us. Now, it does not say you must do certain things for the power to work. It's just telling you, because the word works in us is in the present tense as well. That means constantly the power is working in us. You better believe it. It's not a matter of feelings, sensations. You don't need that. All right? You need to believe God. God says what? His power is working in you. Can I have a good amen?
Amen?
According to the power, the word power is dunamis, and that works in us is the word energio, also for power, works. Now, energio is where we get our English word. Energize, energy, very good. Now, what is this verse saying? Many of you think you know what this verse is saying. You don't know. You think you know, but you don't know. You think you know, but you don't know what this verse is saying. This verse is saying, because the power, the dunamis, the dynamite of God is always at work in us. Be careful what you say. Be careful what you think. Because God will exceedingly abundantly answer above all you ask or think.
Amen.
Now, we think we understand. So what I've done is that I've broken it down to seven levels. Because God works on seven. The first one, at the apex, we see. Can you all see this? Now to him who is able to do. Now, that's good enough to say to someone in need, God is able to do. You will say, amen. But that's not all. That's not enough. The next level says, now to him who is able to do that, we ask. So we ask is there. Be careful what you ask. God will do it. But again, That's not what the Bible says just now we read. The next level, the third level says, now to him who is able to do what we ask or think. Wow. Have you ever fantasized about a nice house? Have you gone through some magazines and a home and deco or whatever and you wish that you have a house like that? Be careful what you think when the power is working, because God will answer all that you ask or think. No, wait. Many of us don't ask much. So even God answers, you don't know. Because you don't ask much. Many of us think nothing. So you know, God answers, so you don't know. Once this verse comes alive, you'll be asking and asking and asking and thinking and thinking and thinking and asking and asking and thinking. Because God has to exceed that. Amen. So here, if I tell you, God is able to do what we ask or think, my man is good enough. But that's not what the Bible says. The next level says, now to him who is able to do all that we ask of him. Oh man, all that we ask of him. Every iota, all that we ask of him. Wow. Wow. But again, that's not what the Bible says. Amen. The next level, which is now what level? 5. Now to him who is able to do abundantly all that we ask of him. Let's say you are in need. You say, Pastor Prince, can you pray for me? I have this disease. The doctor says blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah. And I tell you, now to him, before we pray, we are going to pray to him who is able. You must know this one that we are praying to is able to do abundantly all that we ask of him. Is that good enough? Yes. Now, you must not pretend like, you know, it's not exciting, okay? Because it is. Y'all know what's going to come. That's why y'all are waiting. Y'all don't want to say amen yet. Y'all jump ahead already. Y'all know what the verse is saying. But I'm just saying, let's say you don't know what the verse is saying, and I tell you just this line alone. It's good enough. Yeah. True or not? But that's not what the Bible says. Amen? The Bible says this. 6th level. Now to him who is able to do abundantly above all that we ask of him. Wow! It's only the 6th level. God never stopped on the number of men, 6. God always stops at the number of 7, the perfect number, which is the last one. Are you ready? Let's all read this together. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask of him. Hallelujah. Amen. Give you praise, Lord Jesus. We give you glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Give him praise. He is the one. He is the one. He is the one. Come on. Because of him, he unleashed upon us the floods of abundance of grace. What we are experiencing today is not for free. Amen? It's not free, rather, I should say, because it cost God his son. How can sinful man, undeserving man, experience God's favor? God designed it in such a way. When Jesus Christ finished, all the blessings was unleashed. Amen? It's your part to give thanks. Amen. Thank God for the more abundant favor. If you are sick, thank God. Father, I thank you there's grace, there's so much more grace of healing than there is sickness. If you're struggling financially, say, God, I thank you there's super abounding grace for my lack. And start thanking God for that grace. Amen. What is this need compared to superabounding grace? What is this sickness compared to superabounding healing? Amen. Start thanking God. So all of you right now, you can raise your hand and put your hand on your heart. Say this after me. Father in heaven, you are the one who has caused, who has empowered, who has dynamited, who has powered all grace, all favor to abound towards me continuously, incessantly, unceasingly. All grace, you are enabling all grace continuously to abound towards me, that I always, good times and bad times, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. I believe it. I give you praise, Father. You are the one who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. In Jesus' name, give him praise again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
This month, as a thank you for your gift of any amount to the ministry, we would like to send you Joseph's 3-CD audio series, Fresh Favor for Right Now. Join Joseph as he reveals from the story of David the secret to increasing in God's unmerited favor and good success in every area of your life.
You're actually looking into the heart of David and finding the very reason why God liked David in a special way. David had a heart for the ark. He valued God's presence because it's the presence of Jesus that brings the blessing. Amen.
For a specific gift, you will also receive this brand new resource, Rest and Acceleration Package. Discover God's way of acceleration and learn how you can position yourself to receive the harvest of breakthroughs you have been trusting God for.
God is saying when you enter His rest this year, things are going to accelerate for you. Things that will take months, things that will take years will accelerate and manifest this year.
Request these timely resources and experience His fresh favor today. Call us toll free at 877-769-5433 or visit us at josephprince.org.
Take it, this is my body, which is broken for you. Drink. This is my blood. This cup is the new covenant. This is the Lord's love language. The Lord says, whenever you do this in remembrance of me.
I believe that there is a corporate anointing whenever we come together to worship the Lord as the body of Christ, even online. So if you're looking to be part of a community of grace believers, join us for service every Sunday. God bless you, and I'll see you online for church this weekend.
Join our digital service every Sunday at gracerevonline.com. Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us.